Welcome to Whispering Loudly, the award-winning workshop whisperer podcast, as featured by Apple, with Rachel Evans, the number one automotive business coach in the aftermarket. Thanks to Diamond sponsor Ventavid and Titanium sponsor Mechanic Desk. Want to find out how the Workshop Whisperer team can put your auto repair shop on the path to business success? Head to www.workshopwhisperer.com/whisperingloudly to claim your free workshop success session with the team.
Whispering Loudly is the Workshop Whisperer podcast, and today is a Workshop Whispers episode where you guys ride in with your curly questions and Rachel tries to help you out as best she can. Michael is from Perth in WA and he says, I've been stuck on the same turnover for the past 3 years and my last financial year, my profit even decreased. I don't understand why. Can you help? It's tough, isn't it, when you're putting in the hours and yeah, it's staying the same or going down.
Yes, and thanks, Michael, for writing in. It's a great thing to highlight when a business is doing the same turnover year after year. Even if profit was staying the same, it indicates or can indicate a couple of things. And not knowing any other details about Michael's business, you know, we're only speculating here, but can mean that the business is stagnated in, you know, in the view of the market. So, you know, I'd question what type of marketing / branding you're doing, Michael, in order to capture the attention of new customers. The thing we have to factor in here is that, you know, if you're getting new customers in and it looks to you like the business should be growing, but you don't have your eye on customer retention. We know as an average that businesses in our industry suffer an 18% attrition rate every year because customers either choose a new mechanic for whatever reason, they move away, or they die. So for those three reasons, we've got an 18% attrition rate, no matter how good you are as an operator of your auto repair shop.
Rachel, just quickly going back one step, you're talking about marketing and marketing your business, stuff like that. There is some people out there that say that you need to reinvent yourself every 4 years. What are your thoughts around that as a business owner?
I don't know that you need to reinvent yourself as a business owner or as the business, but I think you definitely need a refresh on all of your brand assets.
Right, okay.
So, and even sooner than that, perhaps, if you have a website and you haven't updated it in 2 years, it's going to be looking, you know, a bit tired and perhaps a bit out of date. If you are still using, you know, the same graphics on Facebook, you know, the customer may just scroll on past where, you know, keeping it fresh definitely has its benefits. But I don't know that the business needs to reinvent itself, because I think if your message to the market is good, you know, we don't need to change that, but we could definitely freshen it up a little.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. So getting back to, you know, Michael's stagnant turnover. So it may look to him like he's bringing in new customers, but if he's not watching what's going out the back door, then that's only going to keep him at the same level. And of course,
when you say going out the back door, mm-hmm. can you explain that a little bit more?
So just due to our three reasons for attrition. So the customers that go somewhere else, the customers that move away, or the customers that die. So we have to replace that 18% every year whatever we want to grow by. So if you want to grow by 10% in terms of number of customers in a year, then you actually need to find 28% of your customer base.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's as an industry average. So that's one thing. The other thing to think about, given that Michael said his net profit has gone down, is that if he has not increased his prices over that time, his suppliers most definitely would have. While wages growth is low here in Australia, there's still, you know, small incremental increases, so that's eroding his profit. And utilities and all the other things that he has for outgoings, they all increase. They don't decrease. So he will be paying more for things, but he's only charging his price from 3 years ago. So, of course, his net profit is going to decrease over time. And this is why I'm a huge advocate for increasing your prices, you know, ever so slightly every 6 months.
Okay. Ooh, every 6 months.
Definitely. Yeah, you should be putting at least a dollar onto your labour rate every 6 months.
Awesome. How much do people know about that? Is it talked about much, or what the industry standard is for changing prices and stuff like that?
No. Generally, we found that really we're the only ones that propel this discussion of increasing your prices to ensure that you make a profit. There's more fear around increasing prices than there should be. As a auto repair shop owner, you place too much thought around what's the customer going to say when the customer's not even going to notice 99.9% of the time.
100%, I wouldn't. If I got my car serviced and there was $10 difference, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, and we always encourage labour be priced on an invoice as a kit or as a technician fee, rather than it showing, you know, two units of labour at $110 an hour. That completely takes that discussion out of the equation if there's just one fee there for the technician. You teach the customer what to pay attention to on your invoices, which should just be all of the value that you've included at no charge.
100%. And what you're saying of a few dollars every 6 months, it's fair. So it's not like you're trying to rort anyone.
No, and we're not in business to be charities. And if, you know, you're that afraid of your customers leaving you, it really is time for a rethink. You know, maybe the business ownership side of it is not for you. Maybe you're better off and would feel better being a technician, a highly paid technician.
Thank you, Michael, for your question, and we hope that helps you.
Avoid mistakes others are making and take your auto repair shop to the next level. To reach out, email admin@workshopwhisperer.com with the subject Workshop Whispers, and we'll answer your question in our next Workshop Whispers episode.
John and Sandra own a long-established workshop in Auckland, and since the first COVID lockdown, they've been incredibly busy, and they're finding themselves under pressure to say yes to everyone who arrives. They write, "I feel like if we don't say yes, those customers will go elsewhere. We are so tired and our team is at breaking point. Do you have any advice?"
Wow, John and Sandra, I sure do, because I've had this conversation many times with many of our New Zealand clients since you guys came out of lockdown after your 4 or 5 weeks of not being able to trade. And if you followed along with me during that lockdown period, we did lots and lots of work on getting you ready to open again. And the messages that you needed to have to go out to your customers on your website, on social media, via SMS, etc., so that your customers would feel safe to come back out. And boy, have they come back out, and it has not shown any signs of slowing down. You know, it's been 3 months, and
well, that's good, but yeah. By the same token, you don't want your team to be having, you know, breakdowns and be burnt out.
Exactly. And this really comes down to your leadership as the shop owner. So there's a couple of reasons why you should be saying no to a great deal of the work that's being offered to you at the moment. And the number one reason is for you and your team. If you're booked out for a couple of weeks in advance, you may have the fear that your customers are going to go elsewhere if you say you've got to wait 2 weeks. But the thing is, most of your customers are loyal and they are understanding. These are exceptional, unprecedented times. We're all sick of that word, but it's the truth.
True.
And you've only got so many hours in a day. And if you keep squeezing jobs into where there is no time, your guys will burn out and eventually they'll get sick, or they'll decide to leave because they just can't cope with it. And you're no different, except you keep ignoring it. So you think that, yeah, we'll just squeeze that one more in. That car that comes in on the tow truck, you automatically think you have to stop what you're doing and go to that one, but you don't. So any car that arrives on a tow truck, that is that customer's emergency. It is not yours. And you actually owe it to your customers that made a booking for that day.
True.
To finish their job and to get it back to them on time. The one that came in on a tow truck needs to wait until you have the time to look at that car.
Do people most of all just rush to that, Rachel? Is that what?
Most of the time, unless we've had this conversation, and then it's like exercising a muscle. So we call it the no muscle. And you need to exercise it and get it strong because it is confronting. So looking at the behavioural profile.
In all aspects of your life, to say no is confronting. It's hard.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Looking at the behavioural profile of our technician owners, you know, they don't like conflict, and the last thing they want is to have to, you know, speak to somebody that's upset because their car's broken down. It's arrived on a tow truck and the customer's like, but I need it back today. Sorry, we won't actually get to it today. We've got these other cars booked in, but we will get to it about 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. If you're happy with that, then we'll give you a call after we've diagnosed it and we can go from there. Now, most people are going to recognize that you didn't have a booking for their car that broke down, and they'll be okay with that. But there'll be some that say, no, I need it sooner than that. So they'll try again. They'll push again. You just have to hold firm, and you have to be okay that that customer may take that car somewhere else. You don't want the trouble of fitting that car in for someone who is clearly not understanding, because those jobs are usually the ones that cause you the most trouble.
Yes. Oh, so good. We'd love you to go to your app now, wherever you listen, and rate and review us, be it Apple Podcasts or Deezer or TuneIn, CastBox. We're on all of them. And then you'll go into the draw to win one of Rachel's books. The first people to do the review and send us a DM on Instagram or a message on Facebook will win. And the book is called How to Take Your Auto Repair Business from Survival to Success. And here's a little bit of it from Rachel.
So Mel, this is from chapter 6, which is called Systems Diagnosis. When you systemize through effective software programs and written procedures, you will increase the value of your business. Imagine a new workshop owner coming in after takeover and being able to simply refer to a procedure manual about how the administrative section operates. He can invoice straight away into a system that might be unfamiliar to him. Immediately, he will know how to add value to a service because the previous owner documented everything. This is an important thing to remember should you ever want to put your business up for sale.
So good. And if you want an extra entry, all you need to do is screenshot you listening to this podcast and share it in your Instagram stories or on Facebook. Thank you so much.
Join our free Facebook group, Your Profitable Auto Repair Shop, and join in on the conversation with auto repair shop owners just like you globally. Thanks for listening to Whispering Loudly, the Workshop Whisperer podcast, as featured by Apple.